Here's the latest from WRL News. I'm Dan Haggerty on this Wednesday, March 22nd. Medicaid expansion took another major step forward today. A procedural vote on the deal passed 94 to 22. This is a massive show of bipartisan support after years when the General Assembly's Republican majority opposed this longtime Democratic priority. One major hurdle does still remain, though. Republican leaders dropped a caveat into this carefully negotiated measure, saying expansion can't be implemented until a new state budget gets approved. That, of course, is going to free up GOP lawmakers to have a lot of power in those negotiations and load that budget with policies that Governor Cooper and his fellow Democrats will essentially just have to stomach if they want to achieve the Medicaid expansion that they've sought for more than a decade. By this fall, people in Wake Forest will be paying nearly 20% more to keep the lights on. The town's Board of Commissioners approved two rate hikes at the meeting last night. The first 9.5% price increase, that will take effect on April 1st. A second one hits on September 1st. Former President Donald Trump will not be indicted today regarding the hush money case against him. The grand jury did not meet today. They intend to meet tomorrow. They're expected to consider an indictment against Mr. Trump for his alleged role in payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016, just before the election. A decision is expected on the charges any day. That's the latest at this point from WRL News. I'm Dan Haggerty.